I look forward every Sunday to presenting a prophecy update where we look at the news and trends in the world and see how they line up with the things that the Bible said would be happening in the last days, because we believe we're living in those days. There's a great deal of interest among non-believers in what is being called the end of the world. Have you noticed that? Everywhere you look and read, people are talking about the end of the world. Whether it's the discovery of a supposedly previously unknown planet that's on a collision course with the Earth, or the prediction of massive solar storms and flares incinerating the Earth, or the end of the Mayan calendar. Interest in the end of the world seems to be at an all-time peak. We haven't had this much excitement since Y2K, when everybody thought the world was going to end. According to Reuters, and this is from May of this year, nearly 15% of people worldwide believe the world will end during their lifetime. 10% think the Mayan calendar could signify it will happen in 2012. According to an outfit called Ipsos Global, which conducted this international poll for Reuters, over 16,000 people in 20 countries were interviewed. They say 1 in 7 believes the world will end in their lifetime. That's 1 billion people who are convinced that the world is going to end in their lifetime. The response varied by country. Only 6% of the French believe in an impending Armageddon, while 22% of Americans believe that Armageddon is right around the corner. If you watch educational television, History Channel, Discovery Channel, and National Geographic, you'll see programming that heavily leans towards the apocalypse coming at any time, maybe even tomorrow. They're just loaded with end of the world programming. So how is the majority of the world preparing for the coming devastation? Well, it turns out they're partying. According to a Fox News report, this is from March of this year, over the coming weeks, Cancun's Visitor Bureau will be putting on the finishing touches for the end of the world celebration plans for the city, many of them including good food, good wine, and good company. As the article goes on to point out, if the world is going to end, you want to spend the last days in style. From eating like the end of the world is imminent to partying like there's no tomorrow, Cancun can truly have something for everyone who is looking for it. Although Cancun real estate has been a tourist hotspot for decades, this year travelers are coming in search of more than just the usual great time coupled with some serious fun in the sun. I realize most of us will not be going to Cancun for the end of the year celebration, so you can consult the website www.doomsdayparty2012.com. It gives you ideas on how to host your own end of the world party. They suggest, for example, the following games. These are my favorite games for the end of the world: end of days charades, the doomsday drinking game, and then my two favorites, pandemic Pictionary. Yeah, I guess you draw pictures of different plagues and you have to guess which plague it is. And then my all-time favorite, pin the tail on the horseman. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah, so that's another site has adopted the phrase, party like there's no Tamaya. Get it? Mayan calendar. Party like there's no Tamaya. I like that, actually. If at least 1/10 of the world population believes the world will end this year, why all the partying? I don't know, but it's reminiscent of when Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were what? Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That's how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Now, the world isn't going to end in December. In fact, as Christians, we have a whole understanding of the outline of the end times and what's going to happen. Jesus is going to return. He's going to resurrect and rapture his church. There'll be a 7-year great tribulation on the earth, followed by the return of Jesus Christ in his second coming. Then there'll be a 1,000-year kingdom of God on the earth. At the end of that time, there'll be a great rebellion against Jesus and his followers. That will be easily put down. Then there will be a final resurrection of all the dead from all of time who have rejected Christ. They'll be cast alive into the lake of fire. It's at that time that we might say the world will end, in the sense that the current creation will be destroyed, will be done away with, and there will be the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, and then we will enter eternity with the Lord. And so that's what we mean by the end of the world. It's really the glorious beginning of eternity. The real party then is going to be when Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church. When you hear that trumpet sound, and in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, if you're alive, you're absent from your body and in the Lord in a new glorified body with the Lord in heaven. It'll be just a wonderful time. And that is going to happen at any moment, and it certainly happens before the great tribulation. And that's why every week we ask you, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because, ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.